What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And coming off of the Denver Nuggets win and championship victory last night, we had to bring on a Denver Nuggets legend. We had to bring on a Hall of Famer. We are talking right now with Dan Issel. Dan, how are you?
I'm terrific. I couldn't be better. The Nuggets are the NBA champs.
I know. I understand. We're going to get into all of your connections and everything you do out in Louisville, but you stay out in Denver full time. What's the vibe of the city right now?
Yeah, it's very exciting. The we've had championships here before, the Broncos and the Avalanche, but this is the first one for the Nuggets, and the fans have just been terrific here, and they have supported this team through good times and bad times, and I'm really happy for them. Now we have something to talk about this summer instead of who's playing left guard for the Denver Broncos.
Well, in due time, Dan, in due time. We'll see what happens there. Dan Issel, Nuggets legend, Hall of Famer, is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You were and still are a legend. You are undersized center, and we currently see what Nikola Jokic is doing right now. What would you compare him to? Who, if anybody?
There isn't any comparison. I mean, you have seen big guys who score more. You have seen big guys who rebound more. I don't think you've ever seen a big guy who assists more, but there is no comparison because he is something we've never seen before. He is almost unguardable. And if you run two people at him, then he's going to find he has amazing peripheral vision. He's going to find the open guy no matter where he is on the floor. So he's just impossible to stop. And I think, that's one of the main reasons, not the only reason, but the main reason that the Nuggets were 16-4 in this playoff run.
Well, Dan, I got to ask you this. When you take a look at Jokic, we can all look at the numbers and the points, the rebounds, the assists, the accumulations. What I appreciate, given his size, is that throughout the majority, almost all of his career, he has not really missed time. He'll miss a game here or there, but he's almost at 70-plus games. Yep. Almost every season, you were known as the horse, 15 years playing ball. What are your thoughts on him staying healthy and then just so many other players not suiting up?
Yeah, this load management thing to me is a joke. I mean, these are well-conditioned athletes to play 82 games a year unless you have a serious injury. It's not that tough, and that's why somebody once said, the best ability is availability. And Jokic took some time off in April when the Nuggets were clearly the number one seed in the West. That he probably, if anything was on the line, that he would have played in. And so you're absolutely right. I love people that show up and play every night. And don't miss 3 weeks for a minor injury.
Dan Issel is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You were on the Nuggets when they moved over from the ABA to the NBA. And we saw Western Conference Finals. We didn't see an NBA Finals appearance. Almost 20 years ago, the Nuggets were at risk of being relocated. What does this team mean to the city that they have finally done this 46, 47 years later?
Yeah, it's just terrific. This has always been a really good basketball town. Going back even prior to the ABA, there was an AAU tournament in Denver that was very well attended. The ABA franchise here was always one of the top ABA franchises, and then we were one of the four ABA teams that were included in the merger, and just the second ABA team after the Spurs to win the championship. But it means a lot to everybody here, and hopefully, you know, you never know. There could be injuries, there could be complacency, but if everything goes well, I think this is a team that's got a chance to win a couple more because they have a great young core of players. And this year, I think it was obvious they were the best team in the NBA, and they went right through the playoffs, and it was a surprise that we played the Miami Heat instead of, you know, Philadelphia or Boston or Milwaukee. But I don't think that takes anything away from the championship. And they were the best team in the league this year.
No, from beginning until end. Hall of Famer, Denver Nuggets legend Dan Issel is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. When you think about your time, you didn't just play for the Nuggets and stack up records all over the place. You also coached the team. And you were the coach when y'all beat the Sonics back in 94 as an eighth seed. What are your thoughts on how the playoff format has adjusted? How do you feel about this play-in? You see, the Nuggets didn't need it. The Heat got in via play-in. What are your thoughts on how the playoff format has changed?
And the team that the Nuggets swept in the Western Conference Finals, the LA Lakers got in a playoff. I kind of like the playoff because, you know, it keeps some teams are still tanking, trying to get the best draft pick possible. But I like the play-in that it, you know, it keeps more teams interested in getting to the playoffs, which should be the goal. But I like that after the playoffs, after the play-in games, I like that all games are seven-game series now. That you mentioned in 94 when we beat Seattle, we were the eighth seed and Seattle was the number one seed. They had the best record in the entire NBA that year. That was just a five-game series. I don't know if it was a seven-game series, if we would have been able to win that, but we did, and I like the format now as compared to what we were able to do in 94.
Dan Issel is here with us, the JR Sport Reef Show, CBS Sports Radio. When you look at just the eras, it doesn't matter if it's back in the 90s when you coached or the 70s and 80s when you played. We saw Shaq 20 years ago dominating, and now we see Jokic doing what he's doing at 28 years old. And there's all these conversations, and his name justifiably so is being mentioned statistically with the Kareems of the world and the Chamberlain. So what are your thoughts where he stands and exists as a center?
Well, I mean, he's doing things that have never been done before. I mean, he's the first player. Just think about this. How long have the NBA playoffs been going on? He's the first player to lead the playoffs in points, rebounds, and assists. He's doing things that only the greatest superstars in the league have done. Now, I will say this. I think, you talked about Shaq, and there was a period where Shaq won, I think, three in a row. And was much like Nikola, unguardable. But I think Jokic has to win a few more of these championships to be considered there. But if he should do that, if he should win two or three more championships, I think you have to put him right at the top of the list. He's certainly the greatest player in the league right now, and I think he would have to be in the discussion of the greatest players of all time.
Dan Issalas here with us as we start to wrap things up. Just over the past 20 years, from when you ended your coaching tenure up until now, you have been just re-ingratiated into the Denver Nuggets, the franchise, and attending the finals and just really being a part of it. What does it mean to you at this stage of your life to be back with the team and then you see them win?
Yeah, it's terrific. I couldn't be happier, although I have nothing to do with this championship other than to be a fan for the Nuggets to include me. They were nice enough. Not only was I introduced but they got seats for all five of my grandchildren. They sent a car after us, and it's just terrific that the Nuggets have taken, have looked at the past during this playoff series. There's a promotion that they do right before the game, and I mean right before the tip-off, where a player comes out, an ex-player comes out and shoots a free throw. And I did it the first game number one. Alex English did it in game number two, and David Thompson did it last night in game number five. So I'm very appreciative of the Nuggets that even though, this has never been done before and they should be hoisted for doing this, the fact that they remembered some of the old-time guys, too, is just great. And it couldn't be a bigger celebration in Denver.
Yeah, Dan, more than an old-time guy, Basketball Hall of Famer for both the overall Basketball Hall of Fame in college. We know what you did at Kentucky. We saw what you did at the ABA. We know what you did with the Nuggets. What occupies your time right now? How much time you splitting between Louisville and Denver? What occupies you today?
Yeah, mostly going to grandkids' sporting events. I do a radio show 2 hours every morning, 10 to noon, in Louisville. I do it most of the time from Denver, but as you know, the technology is just terrific, and so I do it from my basement in Denver, and it sounds like I'm in the studio in Louisville. So we do it on ESPN 680 105.7 in Louisville, and 2 hours is just enough. I wouldn't want it to be any more, but it gives me a reason to get out of bed and check the sports stories of the day. So other than the kids, the grandkids' sporting events and my little two-hour radio show, that's about all I do these days.
Hey, Nuggets legend, Basketball Hall of Famer Dan Issel. This is the final question. Nikola Jokic wasn't too excited about the parade. Are you going to the parade?
I don't think so. I think I'll watch it. I think I'll watch it on TV. The parade shouldn't be, I don't think, about us old guys. I think the parade ought to be about, number one, the players, number two, the coaching staff, and number three, I have a lot of friends who are still on the staff at the Nuggets, and it should be about them. So I'll definitely watch it on television, but it's time for the younger guys to get the attention.
We've been having a great conversation here with Nuggets legend, Basketball Hall of Famer Dan Issel. Dan, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. I'm going to watch the parade on TV just like you and everybody else. And for Jokic's sake, I hope the parade ends soon so he can go back home.
Job over, we can go home.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been chatting with basketball legend, Nuggets legend, Dan Issel. Here on CBS Sports Radio, it is time for a news flash. Here's Pat Boyle.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.